As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Uko, please take us back to the penalty shot. What are you thinking as the guys coming in, or you just treat it kind of the way you would in a shootout?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything too crazy. I think he did a pretty good move. He got me to bite and kind of tried to stay with it and worked out. So I don't think it's anything too different than what we had against Seattle.
Obviously, that tying goal was a pretty bad bounce. I don't know how much you hear about that, but how do you feel about the way the team responded so quickly and got back ahead?
I think overall, tonight we were responding well. You know, it was kind of, almost slower paced game. You know, I think we were creating, but still they kind of tried to slow our play down. So I feel like we stuck with it. And especially, you know, kind of after that tying goal, we didn't give them much and started to kind of create more. So, overall, I think we played really good tonight.
What is your strategy when it comes to shootout, besides stopping the puck, of course?
I don't think there's anything, too crazy, just try to stop the puck, try to stay with it and, try to start, from a good spot and then just, find your post, find your net. And it's just all about the read. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's not too complicated in that.
When that puck came
it all seemed like he was waiting for you to do something and you just outweighed it.
Yeah, and, I think, just being a little bit taller goalie, just trying to make most out of that, take bottom the net away, and when he goes either way, you just try to stay with it, as I said.
When that puck came across, did it just accidentally hit your stick, or were you trying to block the pass coming across?
I was trying to block the pass, so we kind of made a nice play there with Oper for the goal there. So it's unlucky. I tipped it and it goes off his skate, so I don't think it's just bad bounce, and as I said, we handled it well tonight.
You guys reached 100 points tonight with the win. It's the first time this team and organization has done that since 2010. Obviously, that's a long time. Does that mean anything to you guys?
Yeah, it means that we're doing stuff right. It means that our way of playing is working. The work we do every day is working. There's a lot of people in this room who have been here for a long time, and I think it's just kind of getting that little reward of all the work we have put in.
You told me you were excited for this start. You hadn't had a back-to-back start since January, so you've got the opportunity to do it, and it looked like you felt good right off the bat.
Yeah, as I said, we played really good as a team tonight. We didn't give much. We were blocking shots. We were sticking up for each other. And, yeah, it just felt good being in a net. It has been feeling that way for a little bit now, so it's just fun to play hockey.
What do you think of that shift from Alex Tuck on the go-ahead goal? He had a couple of nice back cracks to get back in the zone, and then he still had the legs to make the play at the other end.
I wasn't watching that closely, so I don't wanna, it will go right to his head. No, he played well tonight. I think he's been playing really good hockey. He's been a big part of the team, on the ice, off the ice. So, I think just overall, he played really good tonight and was a big part of the win.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.